Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're really excited to have with us Cindy Davis today. Cindy's done a lot of good poetry reading for us, and Cindy has a background in English literature, right? Correct? Am I correct about that?
That would be correct.
Okay, and you're reading some very special poems today for National Poetry Month.
Yes, I am. I'm reading three poems by Kayleen Johnson Sullivan, and then one of my own.
Good, and you're being accompanied.
I am. I'm being accompanied by the fantastic Cindy Boner
and
on the Moog harp.
Yes, and Matthew Carter Scutchfield is operating the Moog synthesizer today for us.
Yeah. Kayleen Johnson Sullivan lives in Alaska in Eagle River, which is northeast of Anchorage, on a small farm where she and her husband enjoy sharing the changing seasons with their horses and dogs. These poems were written during the COVID-19 pandemic as part of her Letters to Eva collection of writings for her young granddaughter. Kayleen has written several nonfiction books about Alaska. You can find more information about her work at www.kayleen.us. One year old in quarantine. Since we cannot see you in person, the video shows your first steps outdoors, as if you had been transported to another universe, which of course you had. There is an entire world outside your little house in the big woods. You squatted slowly, orienting yourself closer to the safety of Earth. Closer to the ground, your tiny fingers picked up a rock, as if holding something small brought you back to yourself. The wow of something you can carry is less overwhelming than the whoa of the cosmos. We are all, little Eva, grasping at pebbles. This next poem is entitled Morning Chores. Snowflakes land on my face, tiny pinpricks of sky. Still dark, the wind is down, temperatures up, 5 degrees, and the horses are hungry. Dogs romp in the snow before getting down to the business of walking horses from the barn to their feeders. Weather is a constant for these creatures. They live and breathe it, shiver and bask in it. It has gone from windy and minus 16 to this: cloudy skies and blessed calm, snow falling like stars. I am but a gatekeeper. They have each other. A horse fell on the ice yesterday, and the herd gathered around, muzzles down, as if to say, "What's this?" I went to help, but the gelding knew the job was his. He nipped her on the flank. "Get up!" Predators abound. So she struggled once again and succeeded. In a collective sigh, they all dispersed to once again argue over who should first enter the open gate. October. A yellow leaf clings alone to its branch. In a breeze that has rested away its companions, small gold medallions, tossed like telegrams to announce the change of season. This one leaf clings fiercely from a slim thread of the memory of summer. It will not go easily. This is the naked season of gray, after autumn's fine brilliance. Colorless now, as though the lifeblood of the world had drained away. A reminder of the thousands now gone from us in a year we will not soon forget. There is a dull ache, a long loneliness for the purifying snow to lay itself upon the bones of the landscape. Winter's cloak will not drape as a shroud, but as a blanket, a clean Sabbath over the world tucked in at rest. Again, April being Poetry Month, the editor of Panoply Magazine, a local online arts magazine, asked people to write a poem in response to a work of visual art produced by some of Panoply's artists. Please imagine a completely white canvas with the image of a large, vibrantly colored crane, wings unfurled, seemingly on tiptoe. I wanted to write something as with meaning, as powerful as the suffering that's resulted from the pandemic. You be the judge. Crane dancing in dangerous place. Master, this is yours. This white, blank, empty, soundless nothing that befell us. Some of us have not died. The danger is we are afraid that all is lost nonetheless. Here is your space. After all, you are Lord of the Dance. Are you not? Of course, there is a crane dancing in the dangerous place.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy. Cindy Davis, Cindy Boner, and Matt Scutchfield working that beautiful Moog synthesizer that did so much for that harp. It was just glorious to hear all that working together. It's so nice here at the Moon right now. We have such a great crew of musicians and producers working with us, and it just keeps growing, and we're very, very lucky to have so many talented people around us. And one of those talented people came with us from the very beginning, and someone that I recognize as having the perfect talents, especially for that theme song. And also, he's a great songwriter, written hundreds of songs. And he is John Baylor. John, it's good to see you here today. Let's have a nice hand for John.
Thank you, George.
John, you're a teacher at Maconaqua High School, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And I heard you telling a story the other day about working with your students on, was it poetry? And you were sharing Wordsworth, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I gave them a couple of stanzas out of a Wordsworth poem in the middle of class.
Yeah.
Something I recited from memory, which I think kind of caught their attention a little bit. But
you recite Wordsworth from memory?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you do a little?
Well, I just did a couple of stanzas out of The Tables Turned, which
okay,
is,
that's fine.
Sweet is the lore which nature brings. Our meddling intellect misshapes the beauteous forms of things. We murder to dissect. Enough of science and of art. Close up those barren leaves. Come forth and bring with you a heart that watches and receives.
Oh, well, beautiful words. Beautiful words.
And that's what they did, too. They clapped when I got done with it.
Oh, I know. They probably gave you a standing ovation.
I tell my students all the time, because I've done a lot of music performing, and I did that professionally for several years. And I'd say when I get done with a song, like, people are always clapping for me, because kids would ask, like, do you like teaching or do you like playing music more? I say, then I come into school and nobody ever claps for me.
Yeah.
But every now and then I get a little bit.
I imagine you know you're in trouble if they get standing up on their desk.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, give us a song, John.
Okay. I'll do a number for you. I don't do a lot of love songs. I do a lot of, like, heartbreak songs and, like, songs about, you know, like, the futility of human existence. And, like, songs about how when we die, we turn into bones and squishy stuff. And then I do some comedy songs, too, and those are mostly, like, about squishy stuff also. Some poets and writers, they, like, devote their lives to exploring the dichotomy of light and dark, and I kind of explore the dichotomy of squishy stuff and stuff that's not quite as squishy. This whole time during the poetry, I was trying to think of, like, what's the worst possible way I could introduce this song? Because the truth is, it's quite a tender song for me, and so much so that it's hard to look it in the eye. But this is one that I wrote when I was 18 years old, and just a nice, pure love song. I'm not the kind to take away from anything that God has made, but it just might do him injustice to give this serenade. 'Cause everywhere there's beauty, these English words cannot describe. So I just hope that you imagine what must be on my mind. She'll fly like an angel. She'll fly like an angel. She'll fly like an angel. One of these days, I used to think she was attractive, but not enough to make me faint. I used to think she was pretty, but now I know she's a saint. She'll fly like an angel. She'll fly like an angel. She'll fly like an angel. One of these days, and all of heaven shines when she's standing by my side. Now I know, now I know, and all the whole world sings when she's standing next to me. Now I know, now I know, yeah, now she means the world to me, yeah, now. Thank you. She'll fly like an angel. She'll fly like an angel. She'll fly like an angel one of these days.
Wow. And you wrote that when?
Senior year of high school.
Wow. Man, I was melting. I wonder what she felt like. Unbelievable. Well, up next we have...
It didn't do the job.
So. Oh. It was way over her head, I can tell you that. up next we have Patty Shafter with her beautiful songs too. Thank you. That was a blessing. Just a blessing, John.
With support from Judith Robert and in the memory of our good friend Tom Kapazinskis, and with additional support from Marshall County Community Foundation and the First Source Bank, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.